As soon as my army settles in at the borders, the entire Silk Road region belongs to me.
The Great Wall's the only barrier keeping the world safe.
Mother of God. What is it they want?
We always thought alien life would come from the stars. But it came from deep beneath the Pacific.
What the hell is going on?
Though there have been stops and starts in the past, the relationship between Hollywood and China seems to be strengthening. Chinese investors have money for projects, which the movie industry is always looking for, and filmmakers from China are hoping to tap into the best of Hollywood's creative strategies and approaches. But how strong will Chinese influence be on the U.S. film industry and vice versa? With me to talk about that is Stephen Yulaki, longtime film producer and currently dean of the Loyola Marymount University School of Film and Television in Los Angeles. Stephen, what's the current landscape when it comes to Hollywood films and Chinese investors and their desire to be involved with the creating?
Well, first of all, the background to all this is that Hollywood is always looking for money. They're always like, the studios have stopped or have been trying to stop financing their own movies a long time ago because there was always, you know, money available, whether it was oil tax shelter money, or money in Russia or money. The latest amount of money, and there's a huge amount of it, is Chinese money. So that Chinese money and where to spend it is the reason that there's so much influence in Hollywood and the Chinese buying up studios, buying up production companies, trying to create co-production opportunities. That's the reason. So I mean, Hollywood always needs money.
So is this a case then where Hollywood has reached out to Chinese producers or vice versa or Chinese backers? Are you seeing both?
Both. There's a huge amount of activity back and forth between Hollywood and China. There are agents now. All the major agencies have agents, definitely in Beijing, sometimes even in Shanghai. CAA 20 years ago put the first agent there, who's of course fluent in Chinese now, and is very effective. And yeah, so this has been in preparation a long time, but it's hit a fever pitch now because of the movies have just got more and more expensive, and the Chinese ambitions have gotten bigger and bigger.
So what kind of influence then? Would there be influence we would see on the screen, or is this behind the scenes?
No, you absolutely want to see the influence is making sure that there are Asian personalities in the film, ideally. Big focus on any film that could be shot in China that could use the Chinese background so that there would be a reason to have Chinese characters. They're really doing every possible thing they can do to make sure that actually on the screen, you're seeing China or you're seeing Chinese. And that's a big part of what they're trying to do, because they're trying to actually, their ultimate goal is to be able to dominate the global market, which they've had no luck doing in spite of spending a lot of money.
Some of the American films that do better overseas, the stereotype at least, is that no matter what the language is, people can respond to action, they can respond to attractive scenery, whatever it may be, and maybe not as much when it comes down to storyline, because again, there's a language barrier, you'll have translations, et cetera. When it comes to these Chinese-American partnerships, could we see any sort of film involved, or does it fall into that stereotype of things that are more action-oriented?
It's very interesting. Years ago, when I worked for HBO, we did a lot of co-productions, and the trick is in a co-production with another country is finding out something that works for both markets. And oftentimes what would happen is you'd come up with something that worked for neither market. Because by all the compromising and all the deals about how many X number of people of such a nationality in, it was a mess. That was, unfortunately, the case for many years. Well, there was The Great Wall with Matt Damon, you know, done by a great Chinese director. They thought that was going to be a huge success. It was a complete flop. And that was like a combination of like Western, ninja, I mean, everything imaginable in terms of action, and it did not do it. And I think it goes to the fact that films have to be culturally specific, and that's one of the big challenges. We know that comedy doesn't work. Action is the one thing that seems to actually be the universal language. But even that, when they did that, it didn't really, it didn't have an effect. Or else you have the art house film that Ang Lee did.
Yes, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And then when they tried to do more of those, it didn't work so well. So the answer is that there's no sure thing, not even action.
is there a stereotypical sort of storyline? People will say there's a Hollywood ending. How are Chinese films made in a sense? Is there a different sort of storytelling that we might not be used to here?
This is their perception, and I was quite surprised, because if you're probably familiar with some of the films from the Golden Age of China in the 80s, when there was this fantastic number of art films that didn't have a huge audience, but they were terrific, beautiful films, very successful. I've been now going back and forth to China for 15 years. I was amazed at the fact that they are absolutely convinced that the only reason they have not been more successful is because they don't know the secrets of Western storytelling. Now, they seem to think that their own storytelling is inadequate. I don't really get it. I don't get that. I mean, it may be in some cases more elliptical. It may be that they're somewhat more intelligent. Ours tend to be, I wouldn't say cartoonish, but our storylines are often very self-evident. They're very plot heavy, very plot oriented. I mean, the Europeans have been boring our plots forever because they're not good at doing plots either. But I think the Chinese feel that there's this special thing that we do. If they could only figure it out, they would do great.
Well, how committed do you think people in China are to making this work? I mean, so it's not a situation where there's a few year spike and then that's it. Do you see this maintaining momentum? What is the ultimate influence that folks in China are looking for when it comes to film?
Part of what they're looking for in all of these co-productions is learning expertise, whatever expertise, and I mentioned the storytelling, but it's like whatever expertise they think that they don't have sufficient quantity, they want to pick up from that. However, they are going to be financing Hollywood less and less as they have more and more success on their own. This is what I mean, very much is a strategic move on their part. This is not something that's going to last a long, long time. You know, and I know, they've said as much, they do want to break away from Hollywood, but they need Hollywood now. Because in terms of what they want to accomplish, I think they just want to show that China can be as artistically, in terms of the film world, as strong and make as great films as Hollywood has made in the past. They want to get rid of any sense of inferiority that may attach to the fact that they have not had that kind of success. And the inference that they're not capable of it, or that there's something about them or their culture that makes that impossible.
Stephen Yulaki is dean of the Loyola Marymount University School of Film and Television and a longtime film producer himself. Stephen, thank you for the time.
My pleasure, Steve. Pleasure talking to you.